97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
If she were 12 weeks pregnant or less, basically the width of your hand or smaller, you could basically do the entire procedure with this. But babies this big don't fit through catheters this size. You introduce an instrument called a Sofer clamp.
So that is one of the ads out right now against Amendment 3. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but you get the idea. And we need to hear more and more of those, because Amendment 3 would allow abortion in the state of Missouri for all 9 months of pregnancy. It's disturbing, but you're not hearing these ads on television. And you need to know what is in this. We've got Mary Catherine Martin with us this morning from the Thomas More Society. She's senior counsel there. She was the one that went all the way to the Missouri Supreme Court to try to get this off the ballot. Mary Catherine, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for digging into this and telling people the truth about what's in there. People read this, what's on the ballot, and they're not going to understand what all Amendment 3 is going to permit.
No, absolutely not. The operative language here is not abortion or pregnancy. These are things that these are things that don't matter to our amendment. Don't matter to the definition in our amendment. Our amendment gives every man, woman, and child in Missouri a right to all matters relating to reproductive health care, full stop. There is absolutely nothing in the amendment that limits it beyond all matters relating to reproductive health care. So we're talking about not just reproductive health care, but anything relating to it. And in other states, and this is a common misconception, excuse me, in other states, there's narrowing language, reproductive health care, meaning something to do with your pregnancy, or it refers to women, or it refers to, and a list of examples that completes the set. We don't have anything like that. We have all matters relating to reproductive health care. It's the broadest proposal to be considered in the entire country.
I think what's important to note, too, is even if for whatever reason you think abortion is okay with, which I staunchly disagree with, but let's just say you agree with abortion, okay?
Yes,
there's
absolutely.
There's so much stuff in this amendment that you could not support as well and still vote no. And I think I had someone send something to me where you went through the actual wording on what would be in our Constitution and you drew
Absolutely.
A red circle around it. Like, for example, it talks about the government shall not discriminate against persons. And you wrote how that
Yeah.
would end single sex public bathrooms and sports teams.
Correct. The discrimination you're talking about, you use discriminate and everyone goes, oh, I'm against discrimination. Boo, discrimination. Well, in the law, discrimination just means treating two different groups differently, right? And so now we will have only one group where we used to have two. Now, if we make it illegal to discriminate, meaning distinguish between people based on whether they've received reproductive health care, okay, then the government may no longer distinguish between people, women who became women at birth, versus women who became women by reproductive health care. Okay, someone who has acquired their sex by reproductive health care can go and demand a right that is given to women who have not used reproductive health care to become women. So that means that the government can no longer exclude from women's sports teams people who've become women by reproductive health care.
And it basically will codify the fact that if someone decides they need to transition their gender, the state would have to pay for it.
Absolutely, because another kind of discrimination that is currently allowed is the state's discrimination between paying for pregnancies and paying for abortions, other and gender transitions, and anything else in the reproductive health care model. So that same Section 6 that prohibits discrimination based on receiving reproductive health care prohibits the government from giving money for pregnancy while not also giving money for, so that means all benefits programs and all insurance programs run through the state, will have to, if they provide pregnancy, will also have to provide reproductive health care. There are a couple of huge, huge, huge misconceptions going on right now. And the one that is just breathtaking and that I keep trying to clarify for people is that there is no conceivable way that this does not include gender transitions. Okay, because all matters relating to reproductive health care. Okay, reproductive health care has been defined by our federal government, not in a way that Missouri has not in a court case, right, but it has been defined by our federal government in the Office of Civil Rights, Health and Human Services, defined it as every kind of health care that has to do with the reproductive system, its functions, and processes. Okay?
Wow.
Now, changing your reproductive organs for something else has to do with the functions and processes of your reproductive system. Okay? And they've expressed a federal government policy to define reproductive health care as broadly as possible. Okay? Now, that's what we reproductive health care. We have a right to that under Amendment 3, and then also everything relating to that, all matters relating to. So even if you could argue that something like in vitro fertilization for the purpose of research, right, is not health care, which it's hard, but
right.
Is it a matter relating to health care? Well, you have to, in a medical setting, manipulate the reproductive organs. So I'm thinking yes. Okay.
Yeah.
We're reproductive health care, and then a step broader. Okay. And then what it does to that is it takes away all our current regulations regulating anything. Oh, let me point out also means anything new relating to reproductive health care. Anything new that comes in, if it's a matter relating to reproductive health care, it will be protected by our Constitution and prohibited. We will not be able to limit it.
It's shocking. Mary Catherine, I'm going to run out of time here.
Sure.
I know you've done such good work on this. Is there a good resource you can give people?
Absolutely. We've got a decoder that's being printed out and handed out. And what it does is it actually decodes the text of Amendment 3. The entire text of Amendment 3, actual Amendment 3, not a summary, is in this. And the one thing that voters need to look at the text and understand why people are saying what they're saying. As soon as you look at the text, you realize 90% of what you're hearing is lies.
And is that the Thomas More Society?
It's at the Thomas More Society website, Thomas More Society with 1-0, more. .org/Amendment 3.
Very good.
Everybody look it up.
Mary Catherine, thank you for your time today.
Get more at 971talk.com.